Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Back in studio live now on a Thursday. It is NFL schedule day. We look forward to that. We say it every year. If college football was this way, and I guess because of travel and all of that, we can't do it this way. But if college football was this way, if we were sitting here in May and we were about to unveil Alabama, Auburn, all the SEC schedules for this upcoming season, including big out-of-conference games, would it be better or not better than the way we do it now? Because we've been anticipating, say, Alabama, Texas, and Austin week two this year for a long, long time. Is it better the way we do it or not?
Do you remember in the pandemic, and I remember the fact that my wife and I were on a road trip somewhere, when they unveiled the SEC schedules?
Yep.
Did you find that exciting?
I did. The 10 game schedule, that was it was very exciting. They had their own specialty show on the SEC Network.
I think Feinbaum hosted it, didn't he? And Alabama is going to play at Missouri to open.
Yeah, I don't know why we don't do it like that.
But my question is it more exciting knowing that, okay, in however many years, Alabama's going to Camp Randall, and you've got years to plan and anticipate that. I cannot tell you, and Brown and you both were talking about people asking us about Austin already for this upcoming year. If we were not finding out until February, March, or right now, the upcoming college football season, that would be exciting every year. Would it be better than what we have now?
I think it would be better because when you plan a family vacation, I don't know about you guys, but I typically don't plan more than a couple of months out.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, even now I know who the Dolphins are playing. I just don't know in what order and, what day, basically. I know if it's a road game or a home game. So even the NFL, while there is some mystery, I at least know who is on the schedule. Like, you knew before NBC announced it today that you were playing – Kansas City.
That's right. You knew
that already. You found out today, and you knew you were playing them at home.
It's a slow leak.
You found out today it was a Sunday night game week four. That's all you've learned today.
I guess the best way to do it would be, all right, this week we're unveiling week one schedule. Next week is week two schedule.
There's just really no way you can do it with the out-of-conference the way college football works. Like, Texas and Alabama have to hold that specific date for it to even work. Right? So you would at least know Alabama and Texas are playing.
I think it was the actual Alabama-Texas series that I don't want to say I got in trouble or that he got mad at me, but
I remember this.
But Greg Byrne was, that deal's not finalized yet. How do you know? And I was like, well, I've got somebody who works at the Cotton Bowl who's a Texas guy who says, hey, it's happening.
Yeah, like when you sent it out, when Dunaway tweeted out, hey, look for Alabama to play a home and home with Texas, Greg Burns like, Jim, that deal's not done, man.
We haven't signed that yet.
Yeah, that's not signed, but the Texas side was all about it.
Yeah, but that's what you're going to sign. Yeah. And a guy like Chip Brown probably knew that as well.
Yeah, the Texas guys were running their mouths on the Texas side, as they like to do. The Alabama side hadn't really leaked it out yet. So you can't do almost anything in secrecy anymore, so I don't know that you could keep it secret. Really, the best you could hope for would be the conference schedule. But even then, you're only unveiling two games the way we do conference scheduling right now. You know, for instance, Auburn and Georgia are going to play, and you know it's going to be in Athens.
That's right.
You know Alabama and LSU are going to play, and it's going to be in Baton Rouge. I mean, you know those things. So it's, the position they fall on the schedule would be one thing, but then maybe like those two East games. Well, actually, Alabama and Tennessee's locked in, and Auburn and Georgia's locked. Yeah. Really, still one game, Jim.
Yeah,
this is a one game deal.
And there's not a whole lot to unveil with the college schedule every year. We're so out in the future. Now we're about to get into a scheduling discussion here in this segment and later with Aaron Settles, though.
So better ratings tonight: the Sixers Heat game six or the NFL unveiling.
Well, normally, the NFL wins these things.
I think you will see. Now, you got a variety of shows, so you'll have to piece it all together because I think FS1, ESPN, the actual original unveiling, I believe, is on the NFL Network at 7 o'clock. But I think everyone is having a show around the unveiling. So once they unveil the games, boom, everybody's doing shows all night long for this. So I think you're going to find that when you pair it all together, everybody that was watching the NFL schedule, I think it beats the NBA playoffs. I may be crazy.
I mean, that is crazy to think about. I don't think you're crazy at all, Jim, but that's nuts to think about that just unveiling the order in which games are played. Like, if you're a fan of your team, you can go find who you're playing. There's no mystery to this. But just unveiling the order of games that they're being played is going to actually outrate a postseason in a league.
But I'm all in on that.
I am too.
Yeah, I mean, secondary TV will have the NBA on. Yeah.
I wonder if tomorrow is a big day in ticket offices around the NFL. Like Nick says, I only care about one day right now, and that's when the 49ers, he's a fan of the 49ers, are coming to Atlanta because he lives in this area. So, you know, tomorrow when he has the 49ers Atlanta date, does he call the Falcons offense and get tickets? You know, is it a big ticket day tomorrow in the NFL?
Yeah, I think it is.
Or do you have people standing by tonight? Hey, you run the crawl on your local TV stations. Hey, the schedule's released. We're standing by down at the Colts office. Yeah. So when you're through watching the late local news with our friend Taylor Tannenbaum on WTHR, whatever channel that is in Indianapolis, then boom, you can call us up and do that.
Well, you're very fortunate as a Tampa fan that your team comes to Atlanta every year and New Orleans every year. I mean, you've got two easily drivable games.
Yeah, I did the Rams every year when the Rams were in the NFC West with those teams.
Right,
I went
to Atlanta.
New Orleans and Atlanta every year.
But see, as a Dolphins fan, the closest they get to me is Nashville or Atlanta, and that is so irregular when they play those. I do have to take advantage of it, yeah.
Will, I hate scheduling multiple years in advance. Just can't stand it, he says. Programs can get so much worse in 7 years and become unexciting. That's a great example. I mean, there are times when, I mean, this Alabama-Utah State game looks different last year. I mean, the opener that Alabama has.
Yeah.
Now, going into this one, it's a 31-point difference. Right now, I would take Utah State plus the 31, but
I think I probably would as well.
Yeah, but You're talking about a program last year that I think
ran 11 games.
11 games. Yeah. They won 11 games. That's a different opener last year than it is this year.
Again, this is apples to oranges, but how many programs in the SEC have never won 11 games?
Well, Ole Miss just won 10 in the regular season for the first time ever last year.
Yeah. It's going to be a handful.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt.
No, there's a handful that have never won 11 games. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, to the point of scheduling in advance, like, for instance, if I'm a Wisconsin fan. Now, Alabama fans are going to be excited to go to Wisconsin no matter what. But if I'm a Wisconsin fan, I'm hoping Nick Saban holds on for two more years, right?
We're that close? We're only
2024. Yeah, that's when we're doing our show from Madison, Wisconsin. I got it on the calendar already.
Plug a couple wires in, Rocky.
That's right. I got it on the calendar.
In 2024, they play Wisconsin. When do they start doubling up good games?
Who, Alabama?
Yeah, that's not too far away.
No, it is not too far away.
Yeah.
Of course, part of that wasn't it Texas?
You know, the interesting thing in 2024 is you could have Oklahoma, Texas, and Wisconsin on your schedule, along with LSU, Auburn.
2025 for Alabama, Jim, because they're at Florida State August 30th, and then they host Wisconsin September 13th. Yeah, that's a home-and-home in Florida State.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then 2026 at West Virginia hosting Florida State. 2027 hosting West Virginia at Ohio State. 28 Ohio State at Oklahoma. 29 at Notre Dame, Oklahoma State. Ohio State at Oklahoma State. 2029 Notre Dame hosting Oklahoma State.
Before Texas and Oklahoma joined the league.
Before you even know what your conference schedule looks like.
And I wonder if some of those games will get canceled.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the thing that'll stop that is expansion of the playoff when two losses isn't almost a death sentence for me.
Yeah, it's not a death knell there. Yeah. All right, more on scheduling in just a second and your reaction after Brownie tells us about our friends at MyBookie. I was on the MyBookie website earlier. And looking at some things like baseball odds for today. If you like to place a wager and want to do that, you can do that at MyBookie.
MyBookie.ag, Dunaway. And getting started is simple. Deposit $300, play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code NEXTROUND at MyBookie.ag to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you are a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Sign up today, MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code NEXTROUND to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they meet you halfway up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag. Use the code NEXTROUND when you go to MyBookie.ag.
All right. So Aaron Suttles is with us in an hour from The Athletic. I said it yesterday, but I was not exclusive. With the ACC looking at a 3-5-5 model moving forward with their scheduling, I said it just makes a lot of sense that the SEC would look at a 3-6-6. That way you play everybody, three permanent, then six rotating teams, and that way you play everybody in the league every other year. And then Aaron's story at The Athletic today, and we'll talk to him about that, mentions the possibility of having four permanent teams and rotating five, the 4-5 model. That is, you know, has some mathematical issues for me. It's not as perfect as a 3-6-6, but I understand how having four permanent teams on your schedule can help with the rivalry games. That was one thing we discussed yesterday, but the possibility of losing some rivalries as we expand our SEC conference.
Yeah, it does clear up that problem, but the other problem it presents is there's one hole. There's one team that you're missing on that model.
This is going to be, and we were having this discussion in the next round office prior to the show. This is going to come down to what you value most. Because you valued, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but from the discussion, you value what?
I value my type A personality, three permanents, and then rotating the other six every other year. That way, when an athlete signs with, we'll say, Auburn or Alabama, they're able to play home and home with everybody in the league if they're there for 4 years. And there's balance there, that there's no, you know, alternating that. I know every other year I'm playing this team. Every other year I'm playing that team. And if I'm in the SEC and we're bringing in Texas and Oklahoma, I want to see Texas and Oklahoma playing on my campus, and I want to play Texas and Oklahoma. I want it to happen regularly.
Well,
and you can't do that for every team.
Right, and that is going to come, in all likelihood, Jim, your side there, at the expense of annual games like Alabama LSU, Auburn LSU, Alabama Tennessee, you know, Auburn.
And truthfully, yeah. I'm not as beat up about this as I think some people are going to be beat up about this. I just am not when it comes to, if you tell me Alabama and LSU don't play each other every year anymore, but I get them every other year, and I'm also getting Oklahoma every other year and Texas every other year, then I would rather trade out playing LSU every year to guarantee that on my schedule every year I've got either LSU, Oklahoma, or Texas, and maybe two of them, and maybe three of them.
Well, I would agree with you, but, I mean, again, how do you know LSU's not going to be that permanent?
You don't, but in a three-game, that's kind of the point. Like in a so we did this exercise briefly yesterday.
I mean, you know, but Auburn is
so
one.
You got to go for a three-game thing. Basically, you got to have a 4-team pod, all right? So for Alabama, Auburn is one of those teams, right? Now, here's your problem. Do you want to save Auburn, Georgia every year? Do you think that needs to be an annual SEC game?
I think it does.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, then Georgia's got to be in there. So now you're down to one slot. Who's that slot? Is it LSU? Is it Tennessee? I mean, which one is more important to save? Because that's the decision you now have to make in Dunaway's plan here that he likes. You got to say, which one do I want to save annually? The third Saturday in October, which is part of the fabric of our conference? Or, keep in mind now, Georgia, Florida. Does Florida need to be in there? Do I need to save the cocktail party at the expense of Alabama, LSU, Alabama, Tennessee?
I'll tell you who's got the biggest problem here is Georgia.
They do, because we've always talked about this. Georgia has more rivals than anybody in the conference.
Florida, Georgia, Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina is
Georgia,
one.
Georgia, Tennessee is big.
Georgia, Georgia Tech. Georgia, Clemson, when they play, is a big rivalry. Now, it's an out-of-conference game. I get it, but that's one thing about being the Georgia coach. So you see the complications you run into, right? All of a sudden, you've said, all right, I want to save the Iron Bowl and the Deep South's oldest rivalry. Well, now, if I do that, I've got to pick between the cocktail party, the third Saturday in October, and Alabama-LSU. Which one's the most important? Which one do you value the most if you're the SEC?
You brought this up, Dunaway. I think the best model, and it'll never happen because the coaches aren't going to sign off on it, is the 4-6-6.
Yep.
That's the best model.
The old 4-6-6.
Yeah, the old 4-6-6. Four permanents, and then you're rotating, and you've got everybody every other year.
Yeah, so 4-5-5, actually.
A 4-5-5. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, if I was walking it up the court, I'd go. That'd be my play call.
No, but that is the best
model. I like
model.
How you're dribbling right. You're not even going to think about dribbling left-handed, right?
No.
Right.
Even in fake dribbling, I always go right.
He's always going right, like it's women's basketball.
I can't even fake dribbling.
He's always going right.
Yeah.
No, but the 4-6 makes the 10-game
It does, but then you're off cycle again.
Yeah, you are off cycle again.
It's this is not easy. This is not easy.
But all that to say, Aaron Suttles believes that when we get to the SEC meetings next week, the ACC wraps up theirs today, but not next week, but later this month, the SEC meetings down on the Gulf Coast, that there's likely a plan to be announced by the SEC for future scheduling. And that will be a big story. We'll talk to Aaron about what he has learned and what he thinks is going to happen. We'll do that in 45 minutes when he joins us on the JohnsonRVCenter.com hotline. More to get to here in this first segment, but first, LT telling us about our friends at Gutter Cap.
Yeah, 823-2212. That is the number you need to call. It's a dirty, dangerous job. You never need to get on that ladder. You get on the roof, you slip, you fall, you snap the neck and die. You're no good to the wife or kids. Cap it, don't snap it. Gutter Cap is a patented aluminum cover system. Fits over most existing gutters. It will keep debris out, eliminate that gutter cleaning forever. It's back with a lifetime warranty. And right now, 45% off the retail price for all of the Next Round viewers and listeners. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 823-2212 or guttercapbirmingham.com.
A Braves win last night, 5-3, a walk-off from Orlando Arcia. And he was 3-for-4, by the way. Big night for him. Day off today. Padres in Atlanta this weekend if you want to go watch some baseball. The most impressive thing so far in baseball that I saw last night was Christian Yelich hitting,
insane,
hitting for the cycle again for the third time. If you do not know, he becomes only the fifth person ever to hit for a cycle in his career three times. Now, if he does it one more time, he'll be the first person ever to do it four times. It's never been done.
And then you got to think, pretty good odds he does it again, right?
Well, if he plays the Reds.
I mean, yeah.
He's done it all three times against the Reds.
All three times against the Reds. All of his cycles have been against the Reds.
Have they got another game against the Reds tonight? Are they still in town?
Yeah. But he is, and by the Reds have won 4 of 6 since we were dogging them out. Oh, yeah. They won again yesterday, even though he hits for the cycle.
Trust the process.
He's only 30, so he does have an opportunity. But I thought we did this exercise where the cycle is rarer than a no-hitter.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah.
I mean, how many people have three no-hitters?
Well, Nolan Ryan's got, what, five?
Seven.
Seven.
We've got six guys that have got three cycles. And it's odd, guys. Trey Turner's already got three cycles.
I've got five guys that's got three. That Yelich joins Bob Musil.
Yep.
Babe Herman,
yep.
Adrian Beltre,
yep.
Trey Turner,
yep.
And Christian Yelich
and John Riley.
John Riley.
So you answered the question.
Him.
You answered the question I was about to ask.
Kevin Costner in that bad movie, right?
I was about to say, I'm assuming the other five are pretty obvious names.
No, nope.
That is a bad assumption on my part. They are not obvious at all. I had not even heard of some of those guys.
No, you were expecting to be Willie Mays,
Tony Gwynn,
Ted Williams.
Yeah, great hitters.
Tony Gwynn, a triple. Come on. You saw that bottle, that body.
I mean, I assume the center fielder tripped and fell. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you would have thought it's, Ichiro Suzuki. I could have seen, he was a slap hitter, but I could have, with his speed, he could have had three. And I wouldn't be blown away, right?
Yeah, the triple was the last that Yelich got. I don't know if you saw it. It was a stand-up triple.
Yeah, the dugout was going crazy. They were rounding him. Come on, you got to go. You got to go.
They were down 5 runs, and the dugout's going nuts.
Yeah. Because he got a cycle?
Yeah. I mean, it is a rare thing. I mean, you're not wrong about, the no-hitter compared to the cycle. The cycle is, first of all, the cycle is a more exciting thing than the no-hitter.
It is. I mean, you've got to be a certain type of player just to be eligible for a cycle.
That's right.
Like
Vlad Guerrero's not going to hit for the cycle.
Right. I don't. Freddie Freeman. They're not likely to be able to leg out a triple.
Yeah, the triple's always the hardest
thing.
That's
going to be the hardest thing.
If you get the triple early, then you're in play.
Yeah.
And if you lead off the game with a triple,
you think?
then the cycle is in play.
But if all you need is a triple, and on that last hit, you've got the option of rounding second.
Oh, you're lagging it, man.
I'm saying the relay is not already in, right? I've got the option of rounding second. I didn't have to slide in. I have to pull up at second. I'm going, right?
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what the third base coach is
doing.
On
the flip side, if you have single, tripled, and homer, and you hit one, and you've got a chance to go to third.
Oh, I'm slowing down.
You
pulling up.
Hammer tightened up on me a little bit.
You stop at second.
Yeah.
What would be most embarrassing is if you have homer, tripled, and doubled, and you just gap one, and you're like,
that's when you fall out of the box.
Yeah. You trip rounding first.
Yep. Typical of me. Tom says Freddie Freeman has a cycle, so I threw Freddie out there, and he's already got one.
Well, I mean, he hasn't always been old.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
He hasn't always been at
but
the end
of his
career.
But you know what I'm saying, right? There are some guys who are triples, it's not even in the cards.
I bet Greg Luzinski didn't have a lot of triples.
Yeah, a guy that looks like Bartolo Colon. I know Bartolo Colon had home run power for a pitcher, but he wasn't going to leg out a triple. There was nothing that was going to happen.
I don't think Boog Powell, we brought him up earlier this summer, ever had a cycle.
Yeah.
Right? Not one.
A guy that opens a barbecue restaurant, chances are he's not
and
having
cuts
a cycle.
Off his sleeves when he plays baseball. All right. So Braves win last night, off today, Padres in, and that the cycle last night was a big story in baseball. You got Alabama and Auburn playing baseball this weekend down in Auburn. That series starts Friday. Softball continues on today, the SEC tournament in Gainesville. Auburn eliminated yesterday by Missouri despite a pitching duel from both sides. You know, Matty Pinta had 11 strikeouts for Auburn, only gave up one run. It was the only run in the game. Missouri beat them 1-0. Missouri plays Alabama today. Montana Fouts in Alabama and Missouri, 1:30 today on the SEC Network when we're done here, if you would like to watch that along the way. All right, when we come back, we'll talk more college football and a little bit more on the NFL schedule release that's out there. A couple of more games are leaking out. Part of our show being brought to you by Rockstar's guy. First of all, on the Hydra Live Therapy camera, Rockstar rocking one of my favorite T-shirts that we have since our early on. The back's not as impressive as the front. I mean, that looks
good. That is a good-looking shirt.
That looks, did you say cute?
Good-looking.
Oh, good-looking.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, that
you
is a, it's a good-looking shirt, man, for this time of year at the pool or at the beach or the lake.
It is. This has become, and this just came out last week, this is my new favorite.
Yeah, that's the best shirt we've done yet, to the point that I took two home, threw them right in the laundry for my wife to wash, and as she's folding it, she goes, what is this?
Yeah, I want one of those.
That's exactly what she said.
I've had a lot of people ask
about
it.
You bring me one of those home.
Yep. I have not taken one of those home yet. So.
You need to. That's a good looking shirt.
Am I open to negotiate for that? I can get one of those?
Well, if you ask your question.
What's my question? Are they in the store yet?
Are they in the store yet?
I don't know.
They are in the store yet.
Hey, is your head burnt?
A little bit.
Okay.
More on that coming up.
Hey, you wore a hat.
I wore a hat for a little bit. Then I was like, this sweat's getting ridiculous. I got to take the hat off.
You don't do outside a lot, do you?
No, it doesn't do me a lot either.
Adam Mestre is your man.
Adam Mestre is a third-generation realtor born and raised in Birmingham, so he knows the area. You want a guy like Adam to find a house for you? Why rent when you can buy? Buying a home is the largest financial decision you will make, so make sure you are using an agent that you can trust to help walk you through the process. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or looking for your forever home, Adam can help. Call Adam Mestre for a free home evaluation at 205-422-0589 or visit mdrealtyllc.com. At MD Realty, we make house calls.
We've had a trade today in the National Football League involving an Auburn quarterback. Who that is, where he's going, and what's next for him when we come back on TNR.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
If you're looking for a fun golf atmosphere that is laid back with a peaceful environment, the Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280, is perfect for you. Just a short drive from Birmingham, this 18-hole, 200-acre track with rolling fairways and ample greens is the definition of peacefulness of the country just miles from the city. Enjoy a great lunch before your round and a cocktail on the wraparound porch after 18. Come see us today, the Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280.
You seen what these kids are doing now?
What's that?
They're a mixing raspberry and lemonade flavors in their drinks.
Like, raspberry lemonade?
Nah, not like the kind we had. Better. It's all charged up. Got that bold Mountain Dew in it now. They're calling it Mountain Dew Spark.
Yep.
Seems like it's all about the flavor now. The flavor and the refreshment.
Yep.
If you'd have told me 50 years ago that we'd see kids drinking charged up raspberry lemonade flavored Mountain Dew Spark and making videos, twerking their hind ends, well, sir, I just flat out not believed you.
Yep.
It does taste mighty good, though, don't it?
Yep.
You know, this Mountain Dew Spark is giving me a great idea.
What's that?
Think I'm gonna make a video twerking my hind end.
Well, I guess you gotta do you.
Get bold with the raspberry lemonade flavor of Mountain Dew Spark.
A legendary coach once said, it's not the will to win that matters, it's the will to prepare to win. Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Next Round team is getting healthy in 2022. You can join the challenge as we look to lose weight with our friends at Way to Wellness. Plus, you can participate with your office as well and win a grand prize. For more information, go to nextroundlive.com.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Creekside Barbecue at Oak Mountain is centered on great barbecue, soulful music, and good vibes. Alabama-style chicken, North Carolina pork, and Memphis-kissed ribs, along with chef-inspired sides. There's something for everyone at Creekside Barbecue. Creekside Barbecue, just off I-65 at the Oak Mountain exit. Come enjoy lunch or dinner on Creekside's huge outdoor deck overlooking the creek with several TVs and incredible food. Creekside can also cater parties and other events up to 200 people. Stop by or check out the menu online, creekside-bbq.com.
Did you tweak your shoulder pulling down the attic ladder? Feel a pop in your elbow working out? Or feeling pain in your knees getting up from the couch at halftime? Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics has 9 locations in the Birmingham metro area, affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health, to get your life back on track. Your health can't wait. Call Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics at 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
The Next Round is proud to partner with Vulcan Tire and Auto, and we're excited to announce their first-class team and facilities are growing. If you are an experienced general maintenance technician looking for a new opportunity with a great growing company, go by Vulcan Tire. They want to talk to you. Not experienced but interested in working on cars? Again, go by Vulcan Tire. They have a spot for anyone that has a can-do attitude, wants to work, and enjoys helping people. 4 locations and more to come. Vulcan Tire and Automotive, Moody, Trustful, Hoover, and Gardendale. VulcanTireandAuto.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Just ask our team member, Marcus.
Let's just say you can't take America's Dairyland out of Culver's. Like the real Wisconsin cheese on our juicy butter burgers. The farm fresh dairy in our fresh frozen custard. Even our crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. It may sound cheesy, but we love where we come from at Culver's.
Almost as much as we love sharing it with our guests. Welcome to Delicious.
With you on the Next Round, LTD and B. No Forrester today. He's off watching his daughter try to clinch a spot in the high school softball finals, their final tournament. One win away from doing that, so good luck to them. And we'll see Forrester back here tomorrow. Always great to work at a place that allows you to go out and be a dad, a husband or a wife. Well, we don't have any. Well, we do have a wife up here. So we do have some.
Stop. Our grandfather.
Start spinning out of control.
Let him roll, man.
Or a sister.
I like it when Dunn always spinning plates when he starts in on something.
Yeah, let you be a brother, sister. We don't have any sisters.
Oh, well, we got do. A sister. Yeah, we do. We have a mentor.
Yeah, a mentor. But that's a good thing. One of the things we love about our new project here. So Forrester's off doing that today. He's back with us tomorrow. So Lunsford doing double duty in the back there. Rockstar is with you. Many shades of color of Rockstar today. Everyone joking about Rockstar's tan from yesterday out at the Regents Tradition. And Michael remembers, he put it in his reminder, Chuck's Marina this weekend for Rockstar.
Ooh. It is 7 to 10 p.m. It'll be a late night for me.
Yeah, so you won't need a tent. It'll be late, so you won't get sunburned at Chuck's Marina.
Oh, well, you never know. Sun's probably still going down at 7.
That's what Michael says. Rockstar will be in the sun if he's playing Chuck's this weekend, but it's a night gig, 7 to 10.
They're turning like it's more of a night gig, more of the bar crowd, I'm guessing.
All right, so head down to Chuck's if you're in that part of the South. Down on Lake Martin this weekend. All right, here we go. We roll forward. Little NFL news for you. The Patriots have traded Jarrett Stidham, former Auburn quarterback, over to the L.A. Raiders, where he reunites with Josh McDaniel.
Well, you know, and Josh McDaniel obviously thinks a lot of Jarrett Stidham, at least as a backup quarterback, because right now, you know, Derek Carr is obviously your starting quarterback. Nick Mullins and Garrett Gilbert are the only guys you've got on that roster. So that could be bad news for Birmingham product Nick Mullins. I had a feeling that Jarrett Stidham, the days were numbered when Bailey Zappe was drafted by the Patriots.
That's right.
They feel like that Zappe is a guy that could one day maybe be the next Jimmy Garoppolo.
But, Brown, what this seems to be is Josh McDaniel very comfortable with Jarrett Stidham as a backup quarterback, knows the system, can come in, run things in camp, help teach maybe a little bit of Derek Carr. There's no threat of Jarrett Stidham going to the Raiders and winning this job, right? He's going there to be a backup quarterback and sort of help teach the system.
And it seems to me like if you're the Raiders, to Lance's point, you know you can get Jarrett Stidham for nothing. Yeah. Not because Jarrett Stidham's not a good player, but because by them drafting Bailey Zappe, what round did they draft him in?
In the fourth.
In the fourth round, they're saying this is going to be our backup, right?
That's right.
So Jarrett Stidham, you can get him for a song probably because you've already declared we're not keeping him.
I mean, Stidham's making good money. It's his final year of his contract, and he's making $965,000.
Yeah.
Yep. So you bring him in for 1 year, you pay the $965,000, and you figure out if he's going to be your backup moving forward. We've seen Stidham in three seasons. We've only seen him in eight games. He's never started the game. And in the games we've seen him, he looks a little overwhelmed.
He does. But there's something Josh likes about him, so he's off to be a Raider. In the transition, they trade some late draft picks as well. The Patriots send their seventh-round pick with Jarrett Stidham to the Raiders. The Raiders get the Patriots. The Patriots get the Raiders' sixth-round pick for next year's draft. So they swap some late-round picks and Jarrett Stidham in the transition there.
I would call that a song, right? That's getting him for a song. I mean, you're getting a backup quarterback. And I got to think, because we've talked about it a lot, that backup quarterback is one of the best jobs in sports. If you're a guy like Jarrett Stidham, like Lance said, he's basically making $1 million. Well, you just hope to hold on for a few more years, don't you?
Yeah.
Just hope I can just be that guy. And this is a little bit like if McDaniels can make it because he knows his system. It's a little bit like the Detmer brothers and all those BYU quarterbacks that knew the West Coast system so well because that's what they ran at BYU, that when so many NFL franchises were running the West Coast, if you played at BYU, you had a career as a backup quarterback in the NFL just because you knew the system.
So that's and use that. Let's just compare football and baseball money real quick.
All right.
Jarrett Stidham, who barely has sniffed the field, was making right at $1 million. Austin Riley, who is a big contributor for the Braves winning the World Series last year.
Uh-huh.
Last year, Austin Riley made $590,500.
Yeah. And not that Austin's taking hits, but Austin has to work much more for his money on game day than Jarrett Stidham does for his.
But, you know, for a while, NFL guys were underpaid. You know, Major League Baseball was making all the money, and the NBA's always made money. Oh, but now the quarterback position is just, it's demanding so much. I mean, these guys are making $30 to $40 million.
I'll also point out, Jarrett makes his in 16 games. Austin makes his in 162.
That's right. Now, Austin lost his arbitration with the Braves yesterday, but he still got a bump in salary. He's making $3.95 million this year.
So that ain't bad.
It's a big change for Austin. He's doing okay. New baby and everything.
And you just answered my question. I was about to ask, I'll let you have Jarrett Stidham's earning future or Austin Riley's. Which one you take?
Austin Riley. Austin Riley already.
One, yes.
All right. So that's the news on Auburn. Former Auburn quarterback Jarrett Stidham. And I guess he played at Auburn enough to where you call him former Auburn quarterback, right?
Yeah, I think of him more Auburn than Baylor. Maybe that's because where we are.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I mean, look, that was a two really good Auburn team.
Yeah, yep. Two good years. Their last really good team.
Yep. So that's the movement there in the National Football League from Jarrett Stidham out to the Raiders. Part of our show being brought to you by our friends at Creekside Barbecue.
Yeah, hey, look, if you're looking for a big-time lunch, you got to stop in and see our friends at Creekside Barbecue. Fantastic food. It's at Oak Mountain, centered around great barbecue, soulful music, and good vibes. Alabama-style chicken, North Carolina pork, Memphis-kissed ribs, along with chef-inspired sides. Something for everyone at Creekside Barbecue. Creekside Barbecue, just off of I-65 at the Oak Mountain exit. Come enjoy lunch or dinner on Creekside's huge outdoor deck overlooking the creek. Several TVs out there. It's where we always sit. Incredible food. Creekside can also cater parties and other events for up to 200 people. For more information, stop by, see them, tell them the Next Round sent you, or check out that menu today at creekside-bbq.com.
This actually made the bottom ticker the lead last night during the primetime games. And a main story on ESPN.com on the front page, Nick Saban denying rule violations. The headline read, Nick Saban denies Alabama football violated NCAA rules in recruiting ex-Louisville Cardinal wide receiver Tyler Harrell. Here's Nick Saban yesterday out at the region's tradition answering the question about bringing in the deep burner wide receiver from Louisville.
Last week, Scott Satterfield from Louisville suggested that Alabama might have tampered with Tyler Harrell coming out of the portal. That's what he said. Just, did you have a response to that? Have you heard from him on that?
Well, we don't tamper with anybody, so I don't know of anything or anybody that tampered with him. You know, and I don't really know that anybody's ever tampered with our players. I just think sometimes when things happen, it makes you wonder. So I'm not making any accusations, you know, against anybody that's done anything with our players, and I don't have any knowledge of anybody that's done anything with anybody else's players.
I love the way you fire. You sort of flip the script, right?
Yeah, I was,
you know, hey, yeah. I don't know if anybody's tampered getting our players.
Yeah, I had seen the printed version of this from when we were out at Regions yesterday, and then I was watching the end of PTI and SportsCenter came on, and they ran that on SportsCenter. Yeah. That's how big a national story this became. And I noticed that is a Nick Saban staple right there. That is a Nick Saban staple. Like, hey, so-and-so's accused you of speeding. Well, we don't speed. I don't really see anybody around us speeding. You know, that is a Nick Saban staple. Is not only am I going to tell you we don't do it, but I'm also going to tell you I don't know that anybody does it to us either.
But I almost read into that, was Sark in Texas tampering?
Yeah, well, no, he said, you know, when later in more conversations, when one of our players leaves us the day after a game, you know, it makes you wonder, he says. Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder.
Look, I think we all know everybody's tampering. I mean, you have to.
I mean, I guess I don't know what the official NCAA definition of tampering is.
There's got to be communication, though. And
while they're still on
schedule. And it's all third party, probably.
Probably so. But for instance, either teammate, former teammate, or player that played in the same area, or high school coach. I think high school coach is probably the easiest way to do it, right? Hey, Jim, you got anybody down there like Tyler Harrell? Boy, that kid could play for you guys. You got any kids coming up that way? Well, coach, you know, I've told him he's not really happy at Louisville.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But everybody's got a representative now, too.
Yeah, everybody's got agents. Yeah. Well, not everybody, but most college football
agents,
players do.
Agents, lawyers, friends of the family who's handling their NIL, their business side of it. So, I mean, is it tampering for one person to say, hey, if he is not happy there, maybe he'd be happy at a place like Alabama?
I mean, I think that violates the NFL's tampering rule.
Yep.
I know we're not talking NFL here, but I don't know exactly how the college rule is written.
Well, here is tampering or tamper from the dictionary. Interfere with something in order to cause damage or make unauthorized alterations or exert a secret or corrupt influence upon someone.
Well, all right.
Doesn't sound nice, does it? Tampering's a nasty word.
It is a nasty word, but you tell me, as Patrick says, if you ain't tampering, you ain't trying.
That's right. If you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.
So you tell me if this is tampering. The example I just gave you, say Lance is a stud wide receiver and he played for you. Hey, Coach Ryan Brown, head coach at the University of Alabama, how you doing today?
Doing great, man.
Hey, man, we're in need of receivers, and I know you coach that Lance Taylor kid that's up at Louisville, man. We'd like some like him. You got one like him?
I don't have any more right now, but, God, you know, I was just talking to him the other day. He hates Louisville.
Does he now?
Yeah.
I hate to hear that. I wouldn't really want him unhappy. We thought the world of him when we were recruiting him. Man, that's the type of player we're looking for in Tuscaloosa.
Well, I mean, if you give me a Mercedes, I'll be glad to call him up. I'm kidding.
But I mean, but to the point you brought up the Mercedes, was I tampering there?
Yeah.
I was?
No, that wasn't tampering, no.
You think I was? You think I wasn't?
No, that wasn't tampering.
But you know, but I know what's going to happen, right? What I hope happens is head coach Jim Dunaway picks the phone right up, texts Lance Taylor in Louisville, and says, guess who I just talked to?
Yeah, it's going to be 100%.
But am I tampering?
Not only am I calling the wide receiver, I'm calling other coaches. I'm saying, you know who just called me?
Yeah, Nick
freaking Ryan Brown just called me wanting a wide receiver.
That's right.
If you're sitting at a bar next to a married woman and you ask her if she's happy in her marriage when you struck up a conversation.
Is that tampering?
That's tampering.
I would say that is tampering, yes.
And her husband's sitting right there.
Hey, wait a minute. Scott Satterfield's looking at the menu.
I just know where your conversation was going, though.
But I don't consider it tampering. I mean, that is the natural. I'm looking for receivers, Lance. I just want to see if this guy's got any more receivers like you, Coach Dunaway.
The husband asked Rockstar, where's the bathroom? Oh, it's right over there. As soon as he walks away, you're like, hey, you just don't look happy. What do you mean?
Hey,
you could do so much better. I'm just saying, like,
don't look happy.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be me, but you need somebody else.
I don't.
Really?
Hey, our friend Greg. I heard years ago that Maggie's ex-boyfriend accused Jim of tampering.
Jim, you did marry the girlfriend of
A double date.
It was a double date.
She hit the free agent market well before that happened.
She was in the portal?
Well, he crossed the line first, right?
That's
right. Tampered first.
He called somebody back up from AAA that had been on my team, which is a violation of the league sources.
Oh, they have the league now?
The person he went out with is out of the league now, yeah. Yeah, so it's a...
I just don't consider what I did tampering. I consider what I did natural recruiting. I'm out there looking for receivers. I've called a coach that I know knows how to develop good receivers, asking him, where can I find some receivers? He's the one that brought up that his guy was unhappy at Louisville. I didn't ask.
If you are a player at a certain level school and you have a chance to go play at Alabama, Ohio State, and there are some wars you can throw in there. Soon to be USC, maybe USC already, Oklahoma. You know, there are certain schools that if you're playing at Louisville, all due respect, then you're going to take that opportunity and go play there.
Tyler Harrell, it was
that
not
is
a
natural.
Name.
It was always this way.
This is not a name. I'm sure I've seen him play when I watch Louisville.
I was completely unfamiliar with him.
Really unfamiliar. Yeah. Jordan Addison, my point here is, you have to have third-party tampering with a guy like this. Jordan Addison can pick up the phone and call any program in college football himself.
That's right.
And I wonder how often that actually happens, where the athlete really is unhappy, wants to go to a better place, and just makes that phone call himself.
Well, I mean, Jordan Addison is what in the NFL right now? If he stayed at Pitt another year, what is he in the NFL? Is he a first-round draft pick?
Oh, yeah.
Is he a late first-round draft pick?
No.
I think in college, he's
a top 15 guy. Okay. I think he would have been a first rounder this year with all of those receivers.
In college football terms, he's Devontae Adams, because that's maybe the best receiver in the NFL, or was last year, and that's who Jordan Addison.
Or Cooper Kupp.
That's who the award said he was. I love our listener. Smuff says, did we expect Saban to Colonel Jessup this whole thing?
Yeah.
You're blank, blank right. I tampered with him.
You want me on that recruiting trail. You need me on that recruiting trail.
You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That his transfer, while tragic, probably saved careers.
Oh, hey, Saban always gives the code red. Always.
Crimson. Part of the show being brought to you by our friends with Sanford Baseball. Man, big night coming up next week out at the Hoover Met. Auburn's coming to town, and we'd love to see everybody. Let's go pack the Hoover Met and get ready for a little spring and summer baseball with the Sanford Bulldogs.
Yeah, buddy. We're going to tell you how you can do that right now, because it is going to be a fun night there at the Hoover Met. Now, first pitch is going to be at 6 o'clock. Gates open at 5 o'clock, May 17th. Tickets are just $15 to see Sanford and Auburn in the inaugural spring swing. Here's how you get tickets. Website, reserve.imclutch.com/Sanford Swing. Here it is again. I've done it. That's probably the 15th time I've done it. This is the first time I've screwed it up.
Okay.
reserve.imclutch.com/Sanford Swing. That's the website you use.
I mean, do we have a
so
link?
Strong. What? No, Lunsford has put the link in the chat. If you're in the chat, the link's in there, and we've tweeted it out as well.
All right. So it's reserve.imclutch.com/Sanford Swing.
Correct, yes.
And that's to go to a baseball game.
That is right, Jim.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's
it. It's Auburn and Sanford.
You don't get any baseball on that whole line.
Explain Bitcoin to me.
Right now, in trouble.
Hey, it'll bounce back.
It will bounce back. Yeah.
Basically, next week, let's all go to the Hoover Met, watch a little Auburn and Sanford baseball.
That is right.
Put that in your website and smoke that. When we come back, I'm gonna make Brown scratch his head, I think, on one guy. That is doing something that he finds very hard to do. And the top of the hour, Aaron Suttles will join us to talk about the future of SEC football scheduling. It's just around the corner.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923.
This hour of the next round is presented by Culver's. Now hiring full and part-time at the Tattersall Park location off 119. Health and dental insurance and $14 to $16 per hour for full-time hires. Apply in-store or online at culvers.com.
Golf season is in full swing, and you know what that means for me, my favorite time of year. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round, inviting you to enjoy 18 holes of great golf at Ballantrae Golf Club. Just off I-65 in Pelham, Ballantrae Golf Club is one of my favorite spots in Birmingham. 18 great holes of golf designed by one of my favorite designers, Bob Kopp, and they keep the golf course in superb shape. They treat you like family when you're out there as well. Go enjoy Ballantrae Golf Club for yourself this spring and summer. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653, Ballantrae Golf Club.
Hey, if you're looking for Birmingham's best pizza, you need to stop in and see our friends at Slice Pizza and Brew. It's as local as you can get, from the ingredients that go into every pizza to the beer on tap. For a great lunch or dinner, go see our friends today, Vestavia or Lakeview, at Slice.
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride, whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon. Our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal, and that's what you get at Champy's world-famous fried chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the po' boys, but I love the southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
Summer weather is finally here. Make sure your air conditioner is ready for the Alabama heat. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill are the ones to call for all of your HVAC needs. Hemp Hill Services is a locally owned and operated independent train dealer, and the team can service all makes and models. Get the guys at Hemp Hill Services to make sure your HVAC unit is ready to help you beat the Alabama heat this summer. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, do what I do. Call Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205.
229-2090. You seen what these kids are doing now?
What's that?
They're a mixing raspberry and lemonade flavors in their drinks.
Like, raspberry lemonade?
Nah, not like the kind we had. Better. It's all charged up. Got that bold Mountain Dew in it now. They're calling it Mountain Dew Spark.
Yep.
Seems like it's all about the flavor now. The flavor and the refreshment.
Yep.
If you'd have told me 50 years ago that we'd see kids a-drinking charged-up raspberry lemonade-flavored Mountain Dew Spark and making videos, twerking their hind ends, well, sir, I just flat-out not believed you.
Yep.
Ah, it does taste mighty good, though, don't it?
Yep.
You know, this Mountain Dew Spark is giving me a great idea.
What's that?
Think I'm gonna make a video twerking my hind end.
Well, I guess you gotta do you.
Get bold with the raspberry lemonade flavor of Mountain Dew Spark.
Any serial numbers?
It's got serial numbers. I wouldn't be surprised. I'll tell you guys a story in break too. Something I found this week.
Part of our.
Are we getting the blaster? By the way,
Lance, it's. I mean, I can't believe I'm about to say this sentence. It's your father's funeral.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm fine with it. I have really no say in this. It's not my relative that has passed on.
Yeah, I think we're going in August though to do the ashes. I guess we got time to get the blaster, but I want to do the blaster.
Yeah.
Y'all see the picture of it?
No. Will you pull it?
Have you checked with any of your other brothers?
I have not yet.
Yeah.
But again, once Chuck's loaded, locked and loaded.
While he's pulling this up and then resetting the story from yesterday, part of our show being brought to you by Dr. B under LT's beautiful-looking Barron's hat, which is my favorite Barron's hat I've ever seen. He has these growing locks.
I'll show the locks off tomorrow, Dunaway. No hat tomorrow, fair?
It's Friday. You always wear a hat on Friday.
No, we've got something to do after the show, so I probably will not wear a hat. But unfortunately, with age, for most, comes a little hair loss. I asked around when I started to lose some hair this past year. Everybody said call Dr. Beckenstein. I set up that consultation with Dr. B and his team. They performed the genetic testing to determine the best course of treatment. It's cutting edge, and Dr. Beckenstein is the only one in the state offering it. He can target an individual's treatment based on their genetics, formulate compounds and prescriptions to their profile. This is a game changer. After I got my results, me and Dr. Beckenstein had a virtual meeting to go over my options. We chose the non-invasive laser treatment, which will help increase the thickness and health of my hair. I'm excited to see the results in the next few months. Dr. B takes pride in treating each patient personally, applying his expertise to produce those quality results. For more than 20 years, women and men have turned to Dr. B for a range of cosmetic and reconstructive procedures. He will use that experience in his advanced training to help his patients fully understand the procedures they are considering. Call Dr. Beckenstein today, 205-319-0316. Tell him the next round sent you. That's 205-319-0316.
Don't look at the screen yet.
Okay.
Chuck will hate you for eternity if you do this.
Seriously?
Well, just the first picture, it had glitter on it. It was sort of sparkly glitter.
Lance said you could put confetti in there.
You put confetti in it.
Yeah. Okay. Some of these pictures. Rockstar, you got to get this picture for him that we're looking at. First of all, we're at the... This one's my favorite.
John Daly.
John Daly. John fired Daly off
shooting somebody's ashes in a cornfield.
I mean, how big was that dude? Look at all those ashes.
Yeah, that was a big dude.
That was a big old fella, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Farmer Dan, going back to the corn. The lady was down at the farm. But look, if you put Chuck in that.
Well, I mean,
Dunaway, I don't have to get the sparkle edition. I can just get a solid black one. Really manly... What is it called again?
The cremation cannon.
Yeah. We'll get a manly cremation cannon.
Is this legal? Because I remember when...
I thought you were handling the legal
side of this. No. I'm not an attorney. We know some good ones, though.
I was talking to older brother Shane.
Oh, he is an attorney.
We were trying to decide, you know, exactly. There's like three or four different places, because he wants to be at the beach. But he loved Key West. And so I told Shane, I've never been to Key West, and Shane's like, we got a problem. There's only one beach there, and it's a private beach, and I think they're going to get really pissed if we go out there and scatter ashes.
I would imagine, because I remember we have back-to-back Iron Bowls. What is this, Rex?
I mean, this is the ad.
This is the ad for the cremation. Yeah.
The loved one launcher. Oh, they got confetti and the ashes in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, man.
Oh, they do,
that
too.
Was the big fella.
Yeah.
Back to the pond.
Who doesn't want to be scattered over a ratty pond? They love that pond.
Would you rather be in the cornfield or the pond?
Can I eat that corn?
He's obviously a farmer. Yeah, you can eat that corn.
Well, it's got human remains on it now.
Brown, you eat a lot worse. Rat remains.
Now, I think I'm going to piss some people off at the beach, though.
Well, I would agree with that.
Well, they're not going to know with confetti and streamers falling.
What are they going to think?
Hell, Alabama just claimed another national championship.
They're going to think it's a gender reveal and he's having a gray baby.
Yeah.
Hey, so...
Before you finish the thought, Rockstar, in the search for that, you came across the candles. Can you pull the candles back up?
Is that where we make somebody's ashes into a candle and burn them?
Is this our Calvin Bowl question? Should I put him in the cannon or not?
Is the candle not a little too close to hell? We're burning your remains.
I was going to bring it up. I'm so uncomfortable with this. You walk in. I mean, I like a good in the winter. I like a good, you know, cinnamon, a wintery, you know, sort of that smell that you're cooking something in the house.
Like Uncle Fred in here.
I'm going to walk in and smell ashes burning, but you have cremation candles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
I mean, does anybody literally say, I mean, if you have like a belief in heaven and hell, like, I want Granddad to burn forever. I'm going to make a candle out of him. It does sound a little close to hell. Am I really wrong about that?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I mean, I was iffy on Gwen Paltrow's candle making, but this is a little too far for me.
You can get these at the old Afterlife Essentials.
Oh, this is essential.
What's the price tag on a Rockstar?
Yeah, I bet it's expensive.
Well, yeah, anything. When you die, it's expensive to die.
I think that may be where they take advantage of people the most.
What, when you die?
When somebody's dying, grieving loved ones, they come after you.
Well, those aren't expensive. I mean, that's like the holder. Scroll down to that candle on the next one down. There you go.
Marty Bird cut some deals, though, didn't he?
He did.
He just wants you to pay cash so we can mix this in.
His incinerator was gripping and ripping. Just come on in, man. You hit the two buttons on the right, Ruth.
But
that's all you do.
But I know, like, we have back-to-back Iron Bowls where somebody's ashes were spread on the field, once in Auburn, once in Tuscaloosa.
How did they pull that off?
Well, because in one case, Auburn fans stormed the field. Wasn't it the kick six game?
That did happen during the kick six.
Yeah, and then in the 2014 game, somebody just came up to the edge, I think, and dumped the ashes over the side. But I remember reading that's technically illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine if a manager ran out with a shop vac?
But
evidence.
You ain't staying here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You pulled a fast one. Ain't happening.
But, I mean, so is it legal to fire them off into the sky like that? If you can't dump them at Bryant-Denny Stadium or Jordan
Hare? We're going to fight. I mean, they get pissed off when Lady Bird's off her leash on the beach.
I know.
So when I blow this cannon, they're really going to lose it.
We'll send out a different Cowan Equipment poll question about LT's ceremony coming up later this summer. But also, we've got a scheduling question that we'll answer with Aaron Suttles coming up on the other side. It's a Cowan Equipment poll question that's out there. If you're an Alabama fan, which annual SEC game are you most willing to give up for a new scheduling model, Tennessee or LSU? You can go vote right now at Next Round Live.
Hey, if you're having a hard time finding that new plastic on the seat piece of heavy equipment, check out Cowan Equipment's rental fleet hit list for a wide range of well-maintained equipment from our rental fleet for sale now. Visit Cowan.com/featured-used-equipment or call 1-800-239-COWAN for more information.
All the stories important to us are in one place. Catch the Morning Rounds each weekday at nextroundlive.com.